There's some other news we want to emphasize. China has made a landing on Mars, and I didn't see the Star and the Globe celebrating that. I didn't see CBC talking about that, and it's fairly significant because we've gone into a mode of denial here that of how much progress has been made by the People's Republic of China. They have many, of course, space missions of one type or another. But when they make a landing on Mars, that ought to be kind of part of our little discussion with each other. We say, "Oh, I'd all say, oh, that's remarkable. That's pretty good. Maybe that should tell us something about the levels of education, level of development of industry, technologies, commitment to science." Maybe it might occasion it, but no, we're in a completely paranoid mode of we've created something which I call butt journalism. The Globe and Mail writes with its butt, the New York Times writes with its butt, Toronto Star writes with its butt. And so, for example, I say, well, they made a landing on Mars. They say, yes, but. And you say, well, Wuhan, we're talking about how we might end a lockdown. This is May 2021. We might be able to end the lockdown. Well, Wuhan has ended the lockdown a year ago because they have a public health system and they have confidence in their government. They work together. If you want to know why they're able to make a landing on the moon, and they're able to deliver public health services and get the cooperation of the people of China, it's because they have been delivering on promises. You know, when a politician makes a promise, in our culture, it's always a joke. They say, well, he promised, of course. They all make promises. But when a politician makes a promise and follows through on the promise, their stock goes up, whether you like it or not, whether that's the Communist Party or not. If they can do something, if they say they're going to do it, if they ask for cooperation, and they get it done, that's a fact. That's why the butt group has to start. Well, but they find some reason to see if they can denigrate China. This is very unhelpful. By the way, China is currently the president of the Security Council. And they asked the United States the other day to smarten up, saying, look, we'd like to get something done. The peoples of the world want to see some progress on this issue. Stop getting in the way. That was the president of the Security Council. Now, Canada is not a member, as you know, Security Council, and will not be because we followed Harper into the wilderness. And because there's xenophobia and racism here towards the development of a developing country, China, because it has been rapid, because it has been successful. We're in the sour grapes category. And as I say, following Harper, following Trump, following Bush, following Clinton, following all of them. It has to be a butt and denial caucus, and that's who the Five Eyed Gang are, that's who Canada is, that's who the United States is, and which is why Canada isn't there and is not listened to. Because if we looked up at the scoreboard, every big issue that we like to get excited about, Canada still loves to talk about Western China, an area called Xinjiang, about which Canada knows nothing. But we have 266 members of Parliament who decide that whatever it is that's going on there, it must be genocide. So we're deeply sick, practically untreatable, untreatably sick. And we can't look up around and say, gee, what do the neighbors of China say? And they all say, we don't have a problem. We think they're doing a great job. The U.S. says, well, we're concerned about the Muslims, the Xinjiang. And you say, well, You know, there is the union Islamic states. I think it has 57 members. They all say, we think China's doing a great job. So I guess you don't listen to them because being Christians, you don't think that matters. You're only concerned about the Muslims that you think you can stir up to make some trouble. But this is the, going back to the point earlier, see, we're walking away from, we're disastrously distant now from the UN and its functioning. Instead, more and more, a gang of white pirates, the Five Eyes, I have to repeat it, but it's so important, English-speaking, white, Christian states, and that's who we want to hang with. And the rest of humanity, which has membership in an entity called the United Nations, which we help create, they don't agree with this, but Canada and the U.S., Australia, New Zealand, U.K., the little gang. That has to be corrected. Canada has to grow up. We have a chance to walk away from these guys, and we should do it. This has been the Taylor Report. See you next week.